It's 11 trivia questions on number-related answers from Patreon subscriber and trivia player Mike Edwards. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. My name's Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you love trivia, you've come to the right place, and this show comes out every single day. There's 500 episodes and more to check out, so go back on the feed and start listening to some topics you're interested in. They're all titled by what they're about, and a lot of these trivia rounds are from live trivia rounds that I host here in Southern California. You can find out all about me at triviawithbuds.com. Guys, I have come across a new app. It is called Skilly World, S-K-I-L-L-I World, and you can download it for free on the App Store and the Android Store and all that good stuff. And this is a new daily trivia app. It's kind of like HQ, if you remember HQ. I think that's still going on. But the prizes are bigger, and you do have to pay to play. So it's like $1 to $5 per game. All the questions are true/false, but you can go try out a game for free when you sign up for the app. When you just install the app, they'll send you like, hey, here's your free ticket to play tonight. They do the games in the evening. I think yesterday's was like 6:30, 3 p.m. Pacific time. So that's probably 9:30 p.m. Eastern time or Midwestern time. Whatever that is, but just go check it out, and I think you'll dig it. I linked it in the show notes, and I'll read you a quick little newswire thing. It says, real money trivia app Skilly World provides guaranteed prize payouts daily, over $60,000 awarded in soft launch on the App Store. Skilly World has officially launched with daily prize pools of $500, and this is a Canadian company, Under the Tree LTD, a company based in Ontario, is emerging as a new player in the online trivia market with the stated ambition of redefining real trivia money, real money trivia, rather. After a soft launch in April, the company has now officially launched its proprietary mobile trivia app, Skilly World, as a pay-to-play real money trivia offering available for both iOS and Android. What better place for trivia players to congregate and compete in real money trivia tournaments than on Caribbean islands floating in space, facilitated by a mystical woman named Skilly? This is the setting which you will find inside the app, where tournaments are hosted on a variety of exciting topics. Every night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, the app or Skilly World hosts a true or false daily mastermind tournament called DMT with a guaranteed fixed prize pool of $500 US dollars, a prize that the company promises will escalate quickly as their community of players grows. So go check this out. Again, linked in the show notes, Skilly World. And I'm going to hit them up, see if we can get some kind of sponsorship going, because I feel like people that listen to this show will probably want to do something like that. So maybe they will be on board to do something. We'll see. Guys, today's episode is from Mike Edwards. Mike Edwards in Whittier, California. He plays at a place called Turnbull's Tavern, where I'll be later tonight if you want to play for a big special benefit put on by my friend Daisy to help, I believe it is cancer fundraising. So go check that out, Turnbull's Tavern. All the info is on my website if you want to click on the event for Turnbull's Tavern for tonight. Some special rounds I'm not doing anywhere else, including The Office, Star Wars versus Marvel. So it's like two topics in one round. I think it's five questions on each. The Dodgers and Bears. Anything to do with Bears. So that'll be fun. Got to prepare some stuff for that. And I'll probably post that round on Bears. Maybe I'll record it tonight and I'll post it later this week. But come play tonight, and Mike will probably be there. And he wrote these questions, 11 of them, where all the answers are numbers. And then you have to figure out something with those numbers at the end. So this will be a fun one. We're going to jump into it right now. Here we go. All right, everybody. Mike said, thought this would be fun. I was inspired by a math guy that you had on the podcast recently, so I wanted to do one of my own. Here's question number one. 2016 American horror film written and directed by Rob Zombie, where five carnival workers are kidnapped and held hostage in an abandoned hell-like compound where they're forced to participate in a violent game, the goal of which is to survive 12 hours against a gang of sadistic clowns. That is the description for what movie? Question number one, 2016 Rob Zombie movie with a bunch of sadistic clowns. Number one. Question number two, California telephone area codes for San Francisco and its northern suburbs in Marin County and the northeast corner of San Mateo County. What are the three digits there for the California area codes around San Francisco? Number two. Question number three, how old currently are Jerry Stiller and singer Tony Bennett? Number three, how old are Jerry Stiller and Tony Bennett? Number three. Question number four, HBO's Oz had how many seasons? Question number four, HBO's Oz had how many seasons? Question number five, what's the atomic number of iodine? Number five, getting very nerdy on you in the middle of this quiz. Halfway through, what's the atomic number of iodine? Question number six, how many members were there in the group NSYNC? How many members were there in the group NSYNC? Question number seven, constructed of polyethylene film, laminated to cloth with a rubber adhesive, this tape resists curling and tears off the roll cleanly for easy application on rough surfaces. 3M Performance Plus duct tape has what four-digit number? Number seven. Question number eight, Sandy Koufax's number, which was retired by the LA Dodgers in 1972, what was that number? Number eight, Sandy Koufax's number that was retired by the LA Dodgers in 1972. Question number nine, according to the commercial, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? Question number 10, translate this Roman numeral, DCCCXLVI. Here it is again, translate this Roman numeral, DCCCXLVI. And the bonus question, what do all these numbers combined to make? What do you think all those numbers in order combined to make? All right, great, great math quiz from old Mike Edwards. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers to see if you figured out this equation of sorts. Here we go, guys. Mike's quiz. He thought this would be fun. Hopefully, he had a good time trying to figure it out. Number one, what's that Rob Zombie movie with the carnival workers and sadistic clowns? It's called 31. I never saw it, but I do like some of Rob Zombie's other movies, so I'll have to watch that at some point. 31. Question number two, California area codes for San Francisco and San Mateo County. We're looking at 415. 415. Number three, how old are Jerry Stiller and Tony Bennett? They are 92 years old. Man, Ben Stiller's dad getting up there. Old Mr. Costanza, 92 years old. Number four, HBO's Oz had this many seasons? The answer was six. There were six seasons to HBO's Oz. Number five, what's the atomic number of iodine? 53. Number six, how many members were in the group NSYNC? Similar to Backstreet Boys, there were five. Number seven, constructed of a bunch of crazy stuff. What is this 3M Performance Plus duct tape? What's the number? There's a number on the package, 8979. 8979, very tough unless you use that stuff all the time. Number eight, Sandy Koufax had that number retired by the LA Dodgers in 72. What was it? It was number 32. Number nine, according to the commercial, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? That would be three and then a crunch, right, from the owl? Three licks. And number 10, translate this Roman numeral. We had DCCCXLVI, and that would be 846. 846. The bonus, what are the answers combined to make? Maybe you figured it out. Ta-da, it's pi. 3.14159265358979323846. According to Mike, that would be pi, and that's what you came up with. If you put all those numbers in a row, you had pi as it goes on and on and on. Great job, Mike. This was a fun quiz. Thank you so much for writing it and sending it my way. If you guys want to be like Mike and send some stuff my way, I'd love to see your content for the show. Maybe you want to write something mathy and nerdy. Maybe you're like, hey, you've never done an episode on battle bots. And I'll be like, all right, I guess I could do that. So just send me some questions and I'll make sure to record them or quiz somebody on them and record that. And I will try and do that for you in the near future. If there's a certain topic you want me to do, guaranteed on the show, we have a big Patreon Excel sheet. If you donate $5 or more over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And we are cruising through there. I still have to do some topics here that I've missed in months past. We have Grease 2, American Girl Dolls, What We Do in the Shadows, Flight of the Conchords, Superstore. I'm excited for that one because that show's coming back. Animal House, Dog Breeds, College Football Mascots, Goosebumps, Bruce Willis movies, Back to the Future trilogy, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, sitcom weddings, and masked wrestlers. So those are just a few of the picks from different Patreon subscribers. If you want to be like those guys and gals and you want to jump in, just donate $5 or more on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. All right, guys, it's time for the question of the day. The question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. And here's that question. I tried to make it math related, so here it is. Who starred as the teacher in the math movie Stand and Deliver? Who was the star of that movie Stand and Deliver? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. And if you want a prize of your own, maybe you want to print a custom t-shirt or a banner or a tablecloth or a hat, go to fmdesignsinc.com, tell them Bud sent you, and get to designing. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Helena Bonham Carter, who is married to Tim Burton from 2001 to 2014, I think it was. And yesterday's question of the day winner was Riverside's own Carol Crowley. Thank you so much, Carol, for sending me your answer, and I'll send you something cool in the mail very soon. Your trivia team name of the day is Kitty Pride and Prejudice. Kitty Pride from X-Men, of course, and Pride and Prejudice from literature. Kitty Pride and Prejudice. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.